Episode 25, The One with the Magical World.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Well, hey there, it's Smiley here. Thank you so much for coming back and seeing me. How are you doing? I hope you're good. I hope you're feeling relaxed and happy. While I'm recording this, we're just about to step into the Easter holidays in the UK. So lots of children will be looking forward to chocolate eggs, time off school, and hanging out with their families and having fun. If you're listening in real time, I want to wish you a very happy Easter holiday. I also want to thank you for all your super duper feedback. I love having chats with you and hanging out with you. And when you write back to me or you tell me that you like something or something's helped you, it feels like I'm not doing all the talking and you get a turn. I'm actually really interested in what you've got to say and what you think. The best way for you to tell me what you think of this podcast is to find the podcast that you want to ask me a question or talk to me about on the website. So get a grown-up to help you if you find it tricky or you get stuck. It's quite easy though, because all the episodes end in /TMS for Truly Madly Smiley and then the number of the episode. So you would go smileyforlife.com/TMS25 for this one and then write in the comments section on that page. Does that make sense? You can ask me a question. You can tell me what you've liked about the episode, what's helping you, what made you laugh, what made you sad, what made you moody, what made you angry. You can write whatever you like. But if we can get some conversations going over there, then all of you wild hearts listening to the podcast will be able to talk to each other as well. And you'll be able to see what other children think, which will be fun. I think it's really good if the podcast makes you feel something. It means that I'm saying things which matter to you. We get emotional about things that matter to us, don't we? And I sometimes think it's good to listen to each episode more than once, because when you go back and listen to it again, you might learn something new or something different. Are your mums and dads listening in with you, or do you listen in by yourself? I wonder, because I did have a mum the other day who wrote to me and said that she likes listening to this too. So, you know, mums, don't be shy. You can come over to the comments too and say what you found helpful, because all grown-ups have got a small person, your inner child that lives inside of you. Okay, let's dive into today's episode and get started by asking you one of my questions. You know how much I love to ask you questions. How strong is your imagination? Hang on a minute. Rewind. Before I say that, I better ask you, do you know what your imagination is? Have a think about that. I would describe it as the way you make pictures in your mind of things that aren't real. Is that what you think? I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, because I think we all have different ways of using our imagination. But the thing about your imagination is that you are in control of it. You know that, don't you? You get to decide what goes on in your mind, and you are in charge of your brain and everything it thinks. It's a choice. Some people don't know that. They think that their brain is just running on autopilot, just running automatically. And it can do if you let it. But if you take the control back and you guide your brain in the right direction, you get to think better things, things that make you happy. For me, using my imagination is a bit like making up a movie in my head. The movie screen in my mind is blank. You know, it's black when you close your eyes, isn't it? And I get to decide what I put on that screen and what I want to think about. When I was growing up, I used to go into my imagination a lot of the time, especially if I was sad or worried or unhappy, because it felt nice to be there. What's your imagination like? Do you see it in pictures? Or do you see it in black and white? Or maybe even in colour? I see in colour and in pictures, and it's very vivid and strong in my mind. Do you imagine words or people or places that are familiar to you? Or you can make up totally random things which are new and are created from the magic of your mind, a bit like when you have a dream. I don't know if you remember your dreams. Some children tell me they get bad dreams or night terrors. And that isn't very nice. That can be scary at night time. But you can't get it wrong because your imagination is unique to you. So there's no right way to do it. You just have to be with yourself and be patient and see what comes up in your mind. To activate your imagination, I would suggest that you close your eyes and take a deep breath in. It really does help if you're relaxed. I think that's the key, to be as relaxed as you possibly can. Now, between you and I actually think your imagination is more important than some of the stuff that you learn at school. Now, I'm not saying it isn't important to pay attention at school, but I'm saying that the part of your brain that imagines is limitless and it can create anything you like. And that is so much fun. And I think we're here to have fun, right? Don't you? It also means that anything is possible. I'll say that again. Anything is possible. Just think about that. It's amazing. Anything in your mind is possible. I mean, let's say you wanted to create a magic potion that made the sun shine every day, or you wanted a blue cat or a rainbow coloured hamster with unicorn horns. You can create that. Go on, try it. Shut your eyes and think of those things. You don't need science. You don't have to learn how to do it. You just relax, breathe, close your eyes and let your imagination work its magic. You can do that, can't you? And it's easy to remember. Easy peasy. So that's why I've called this episode The One with the Magical World. Because your imagination is the magic which takes away the can'ts and the might not happens. It dissolves the worries and it gets rid of doubt. You can decide what you want to believe. Your mind can and will make anything happen. It allows you to think big, to dream big, to see past the everyday world that we live in. Life stops becoming just about schools and chores and traffic jams and routines. When our brain starts to think in that way, we feel, dull and lacking in energy. It becomes boring. So you can use your imagination to fuel and spark up your happiness and your positivity. I mean, come on, just talking about it like this is already making me feel quite excited about life. How do you feel right now? Did you know that your brain is not made for happiness? In fact, your brain doesn't care whether you're happy or not. It just wants to keep you safe. I care about how happy you are. So let's see if together we can find a way to train your brain to work for you and to help you feel as good as you possibly can. Do you remember back in episode 9, the one with the best day ever, I got you to imagine what it would be like if you had the most fun, most wacky and happiest day at school. So after a while, when you keep thinking about that same day over and over, your brain realises that school could be fun and it opens it up to the possibility of that being a truth for you. When your brain is scared and it doesn't like something and it says it can't and it won't and it resists, it shuts down. It wants to keep you safe. Then in episode 14, the one with the frozen planet, I asked you to whiz off in a spaceship. Actually, lots of you told me you found that one scary. I'm sorry if you did, and I didn't mean to scare you. The frozen planet is only make-believe. It only exists in your mind, in your imagination, and it was just a way for you to be careful with your screen time. Screen time does actually zap your imagination. It drains it. It's not good for it. Then, do you remember in episode 13, the one with the marvellous medicine, I asked you to create a daily potion to help yourself feel good? We did all of those things in our minds. We didn't actually do them, but we pretended to. It was a lot of fun and it felt good, right? Did it feel good? We created good feelings in our body by using thoughts and pictures in our minds. That is amazing. In each episode, I'm taking you to places in your mind where you feel in control of your world and you get to think about whatever you want. I mean, let's face it, when you're at school and you're running on someone else's timetable and rules, well, we can't change that, can we? That's school. But there are things and people in life that we can't change. But what we can change is how we choose to think about them. That is something we are in control of. Now, if I asked you to go inside your mind, so go on, close your eyes and take a deep breath in. That's it. And from the blackness in there, is it black for you? It is for me. It's really dark in here. Maybe it's another colour for you. I want you to think about going on holiday. Maybe you will think about somewhere you've been before, or maybe you will think about a completely make-believe place where the beach has fluffy marshmallows instead of sand and lemonade sea. Maybe the sunbeds by the pool are floating carpets that fly you into the pool when you need to dip in and cool off. Maybe you don't have to wear sticky icky suntan cream because there is a new way of protecting your beautiful skin from the sun. Wow, I would love that. I hate wearing factor 50. I have pale, freckly skin and I only have to look at the sun and I burn. I go as red as a tomato. Anyway, I don't know what you're thinking, but go to that place in your mind where it can be anything you want and see what your brain does. Don't force it. Don't try too hard. Relax. Breathe. That's it. Focus on your breathing. And if your naughty mind is telling you right now, I can't do this, it's silly, how ridiculous, this is babyish, it's pathetic, tell it to pipe down and just drift around in the darkness with your eyes closed until something happens. Trust. Trust it will happen. It will come. Some of us find that bit of letting go hard and it may take some practice, but it's something you're born with. So like your heart beats by itself and your lungs breathe without you having to do very much, like your body digests your dinner for you and your fingernails and hair grow by themselves, your imagination will work for you if you let it in your very own special way. Now, I say it takes practice because just as your brain can float off to the land of fluffy marshmallows, rainbows and lemonade, it can also quite easily take you off to a dark place. It can easily worry. Remember in episode 4, the one with the big thought hole? I told you that your brain wants to keep you safe. And maybe if you are a worrier, it would be helpful for you to go and listen to that one again. You know, that's why I don't watch scary movies or play on shooty violent video games, because all that blood and gore, all those loud noises and guns, pew, 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 they make me feel afraid and quite rubbish. And I don't really want to live in a world like that. That's not fun and exciting for me. And maybe that's my choice because everybody is different. But I want to live in a world where people are kind and peaceful. I want to live in that world with fluffy marshmallows and rainbows and lemonade, blue skies and sunshine. I'm very sensitive. And when I see things which touch my heart, like homeless people on the street or people shouting at children in shops, it stays with me for days, actually, and it makes me sad. What about you? But you know, maybe that doesn't have to be a bad thing. Let's stop and think about that for a minute, because it's such a powerful thing to know. It means at any time or any place, I can create good or bad feelings, and that is my choice. So I want you to think about that a bit more. We can create good feelings or bad feelings, and that is our choice to do so. So when is that going to come in handy? Think about the times when you're feeling nervous or worried or uncertain. I mean, life is full of unknowns and uncertainty, isn't it? Things we don't have the answers to and things which might not work out the way we hope they would. That could be exciting, like an adventure, but it can also feel scary. Our brain thinks it doesn't know what's happening. Oh my goodness, there may be danger. Quick, 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 let's worry about it. Let's worry about it. But worrying doesn't really help us. And you know, it's very unlikely that we're in real danger. There are no lions and tigers. The sky is not falling on your head. Let's have a think about the people who have strong imaginations. Let's call them imagineers. I think wild hearts are imagineers. I think if you're listening to this and thinking, no, it's not me, it doesn't happen for me, well, let's look at some of the things that imagineers are. And see if you can see yourself in there. So number one, I think Imagineers are big readers. You love books. You love to read and read. I used to read when I was younger until my eyes stung and I couldn't see anymore. And then I would have to go to sleep. I just loved and adored anything written by Enid Blyton. Have you read Mallory Towers or The Enchanted Wood? Perhaps nowadays people tend to read more David Walliams or J.K. Rowling. They're famous authors that I know lots of you love. But they are seriously brilliant books, Enid Blyton. She has the most amazing imagination. In The Enchanted Wood, there was a magical faraway tree, and it was a tree which had a different world at the top of it. And the children in the book used to climb all the way to the top of the tree and visit the different worlds. I remember the land of topsy-turvy, where everyone had to walk on their hands. And then there was the land of take what you want, where you literally could have anything you wanted. How much fun is that? I could disappear into books like that forever on a rainy day. You can do that with a book, can't you? You can literally dive into it, disappear into the story and step out of your real life. What do you like to read? Do you like Harry Potter and David Walliams? What about Diary of a Wimpy Kid? What is your favourite book? Are you a bookworm? The second thing, if you have a strong imagination, then you will love to play. You will make up games and step into other roles to pretend and make believe. You may have done this when you were really little and you might still do it now. My sisters, Jasmine, Jade and Jennifer and I used to like playing post offices or hotels. I'll let you in on a little secret. As I was the eldest, I was quite bossy and I liked to be in charge. Are you like that when you're playing games? I see myself as a good leader. But I'm sure if you ask my sisters, they would say I was very bossy and talked a lot. It's true, I do. I waffle on here, but I feel like I've got a lot of important information to share with you and I want you to hear it. I know it helps. Are you the eldest in your family? Or are you the youngest? Or is it just you? Maybe you don't have any brothers or sisters. How does it feel to be the eldest or the youngest or an only child? Do you wish it were different? I did, because as the eldest, I felt like I got blamed for things and I felt like I helped my stepmom a lot. I would do stuff for her because she was always busy. You know, when you've got four children to look after, that's a big responsibility. Something else that people with great imaginations, I mean, Imagineers are, is they're very curious. They ask lots of questions and they want to learn. You could say they were nosy, but no. I prefer the word curious. It's much nicer, more positive. Imagineers want to know why horses neigh and how traffic lights change colour. They want to know who invented time and why cars need petrol to move. They want to know what makes nighttime feel different and scary. They want to know how birds know where all the worms are for their supper and why grown-ups can do stuff that small people can't. They want to know, why is that so unfair? And it does feel unfair, doesn't it? They ask lots of questions. I had all these questions bouncing around in my head when I was growing up. Mostly when I was going to sleep, which was quite annoying because it stopped me from relaxing and drifting off. Does your brain come alive at night when you're trying to go to sleep, lovely wild heart? That's another thing that Imagineers like to do. With all their ideas, they often find themselves going off into a daydream, you know, just drifting off into their minds. That's like creating a dream in your head or a story in your head while you're awake. You might do this when you get bored, like when adults are talking, or you're in a boring lesson at school and you're finding it hard to concentrate. Imagineers are very creative. That's the fifth thing. So they can create something from nothing, or they can turn something into something new. So you can bake a cake from scratch or build Lego from nothing, or you can fix stuff that's broken and find ways to solve your problems. If you're still thinking, I'm not down with this imagination thing, Smiley, I can't get mine to work. It's broken. Mine is broken. I wonder if it is broken, if your worries are taking over and you need a little bit more time and practice. Can you be patient? can you? Because that's really what worries are. It's just your imagination gone wonky. So if you're having worries, then you can flip them over and use them for good. Perhaps you've just gotten into the habit of thinking that way, you know, of worrying and seeing all the bad stuff and fearing the worst. Do you think that might be true? I think things can become habits quite quickly. They reckon it takes 30 days to create a new habit, so you do the same thing over and over again. So how about instead of worrying for 30 days, why don't you spend the next 30 days practicing and becoming the best imagineer you can possibly be? You can do it. I know you can. Remember, your brain is such a powerful part of you, but the way you use it has the power to make you feel good or bad, and that can happen really quickly. So you have to be a good leader. You have to be bossy with your brain and take charge and get rid of all the unhelpful pictures and thoughts. You know what it's like when you're baking? You put the flour through a sieve to make sure there are no lumpy bits. So it's a bit like that. You have to sift out the unhelpful pictures and thoughts that leave the soft, powdery flour behind. The cool stuff that makes you feel awesome. That's not to say that when you feel mad, bad or sad that you don't cry or say how you feel or talk to someone. You need to do that too. But you have to know when your brain is lying to you and when it's telling the truth. You can change it if you want to. It's your choice. Have a listen to the episodes that I've mentioned before and practice. You can be good at anything you want to if you're willing and open to trying. Something else that might help you, if you find it hard to imagine with your mind, start off by drawing a picture. You could try that too. Drawing is very relaxing and your brain works best when it's relaxed. So if you enjoyed today's episode, I have got some other bedtime relaxations for you to listen to in my Smiley Sweet Dreams bedtime pack. If you'd like to find out more about that, I'll pop a link in the show notes for you. There's a rainbow relaxation, a twinkly stars one, a dream machine, so you can really have those sweet dreams. Imagine that. As ever, we've talked about a lot of helpful stuff in here today, so you can pop on over to the show notes. Where are they? Come on, you know, that's right. You'll find them on the website, smileyforlife.com/TMS25. T for truly, M for madly, and S for smiley. Something for you to think about before I leave you. What kind of world do you live in? You always have the power to change that. Think about the world you want to live in, the one that makes you happy, the one that sparks your dreams, the one that you belong in. And then think about the way that you can use your imagine every day. You can create that world. Are you using your imagination to feel good, or are you letting your naughty brain waste energy on thinking about worries, negativity and stuff which scares you, stuff which you probably have no control over? It's your choice. You can switch on your imagination anytime, any place, anywhere. All you have to do is close your eyes and take a deep breath. It's all yours. It lives inside of you. And nobody can touch it or tell you that it's wrong. I love that. That is so magical and so special. I'll see you again really soon. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.